You're listening to the Profit Connections Podcast. Entrepreneurs and franchise owners, you'll want to tune in. If you're looking to create a rock-solid business, sick of being stuck on the plateau, and ready to kick it up more than just a notch, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Sharon Galuzzo, and I believe in unleashing your full potential to create resilient, successful businesses that in turn make significant positive impacts in our world. Welcome to the Profit Connections Podcast. Hi, and welcome to the Profit Connections Podcast. I'm so glad you're here. Today, I am so pleased to bring to you an amazing guest. Her name is Andrea C. McLean. And I want to tell you about her. Andrea is a board-certified life, career, and executive coach. She brings not 1 year, not 10 years, 30-plus years of global leadership in food, finance, and beauty. She led operations and tech transformations, coached women worldwide in a women's leadership program, opened doors and advanced mentorship and sponsorship as co-chair of the Women's ERG. A champion for women's growth, she mentors at Rider University and Women Unlimited Incorporated. Her award-winning book, Decide to Be Your Future Self, won the 2024 Story Trade Award. Everybody, say hello to Andrea C. We are so glad that you are here.
Oh, hi, Sharon. Nice to see you. Thank you for having me on your show.
Of course, of course. So the first things first, I would love for you to tell everyone about this book and the award that you won, Decide to Be Your Future Self. Oh, first of all, an amazing title. So I want to know how to decide to be my future self. That's awesome. Look at that. And it's purple. It's purple, y'all.
It's purple. It tends to be a theme with a couple of my book covers. I was in corporate life for 35 years. I'd been coaching throughout, it seemed, the journey. But I got to a point where I didn't get a promotion that I was anticipating. And that's the point that I had to step back and say, what do I want to do next? Am I going to wait to see how things unfold? Or am I going to take charge of my career ladder? And so that's what I did. And that became the impetus to writing this book and trying to guide others to make the decision that they can become their future selves.
I love that idea. So, so many of us, especially if we're in corporate, I know that we're talking to business owners and a lot of us have been there, and that's why we're business owners, because we said, you know what? I want to be my own boss. And how often have we stayed in the boat and just gone wherever the boat was taking us? Because honestly, that's how I was raised. I wasn't raised to say, hey, go out and blaze your own trail. I mean, I was raised by amazing people, and they had jobs. They worked 9 to 5. They climbed whatever ladder they were on, and they just worked and came home. And so that was how I was raised. So it is a real I love the phrase paradigm shift, which I will explain what that means. It's a complete turn from what is normal. So I love the paradigm shift of creating your own future, deciding, hey, I'm not going to stay in the boat. If I want to stay in the boat, that's fine. And if I don't want to stay in the boat, I have a choice to get out.
That's absolutely right. Yeah. And you know, it starts with that decision, because I think we can all dream about doing something, but you have to really decide that you're going to take that action to get out of the boat, as you're saying.
Yeah. Talk to me about deciding, because this is really a tenet that I work with my clients about. My turning point story is about a decision. So talk to me about that decision a little bit. Like, what does it feel like? What does it look like? Talk to me about the decision point.
Yeah. So I think the decision point is when you come to a place where you say enough is enough. Or you come to a place where you have an inner feeling that there's more than this. And again, I had that feeling that there was more than this. But, you know, again, I was raised by parents who went up the ladder, and that was what I was supposed to do. Although In fairness, there were some, folks who dabbled in other things in our family, but it was more of the standard way of, having a job and going through life. And you have to get to the point where you figure out what is it that you really want. And that's that decision. It's not what anybody else wants for you. It's what do you want for yourself? And then you've got to decide to take that action, take that step, and really not look back. Because a lot of times we might take a baby step and then go back saying, oh, I'm not sure if that was the right decision. But I think you have to really, go forward with that decision and take the steps, put one foot in front of the other, as I like to say.
Yeah, that's great. And I think that if you can actually have a crystallized vision, it doesn't have to be crystal clear, but it does need to be a bit solid. That will help you from going back, taking those baby steps back and running back into the safe zone, right? If you can actually see what is there for you and what can your life can be in a really solid way, even if it's not totally clear. Yeah.
And so in the book I created the SOAR method,
Oh,
and what
tell
you're
us about
talking
this.
about,
So SOAR,
yes,
SOAR.
SOAR.
Love it.
And S is for shift your mindset. O is for overcome challenges. A is for activate your plan. And then R is for reflect and refine. So what you were just talking about in terms of visualizing what that future could look for you, that falls under the S. Because you have to shift your mindset that you could change your circumstances. You could become somebody different tomorrow than you are today, if that's really what you're envisioning it. And I do talk about visualizing what that future looks like. Who are you with? What does it feel like? What are you doing? So and that will help you to shift the mindset and maybe remove some of those limiting beliefs you might have about yourself.
I love that. So it's more than just, hey, I want to be an award-winning author. What else goes along with that target? Like you said, like what does it feel like? What is it, who and I don't know if you cover this, but in terms of looking at the future, is it being, what will it feel like to be that award-winning author? Like that feeling, 'cause if we know what it, if we imagine what it would feel like, maybe we don't know 'cause we haven't been there, but if we can put the senses around it. I love that you kind of, it's not just pick a goal, it's
No.
feel it too and
You gotta feel
imagine
it,
it.
yes, and imagine it and see yourself doing it.
Oh, love that. I love that. Yeah. What does your day look like if you are an award-winning author?
Or,
Or you're.
if you're a coach or you're speaking, whatever it is, what does that day look like for you?
Yeah. Oh, and I love that because what does your day look like now? And what pieces of the day are not fulfilling or even stuff you look forward to? So we
That's
would love to
right.
change those parts of the day and create a life where you like most of it.
Yes,
I love
most of
that. I
it.
love that. Okay,
Because
so.
I think that's where the O comes in, overcome challenges, because life is not without its challenges.
Well, and let me ask you this, Andrea C. When somebody decides to do something, it's easy sailing, right? What we made the decision, it's all good now. No obstacles at all, right?
Nothing
Talk
will
about
stop you.
obstacles and how and why they come up, and they should come up. Like, because we hit that challenge, we're going to run backwards, right? So talk about why the obstacles actually they're there and why it's not a bad thing that they're there.
Yeah, I always say obstacles are a stepping stone. And that challenge that you're going through, instead of saying, why is this happening to me? Say, this is happening for me. And what is the lesson I need to learn out of, the situation or the circumstance or the challenge? And
Okay,
so it's a
if you're driving, don't write this down. If you're not driving, write this down. Say that again. What is the lesson?
that I need to learn from this.
Not why is this happening to me?
No.
What is the lesson I need to learn from this?
Yes.
Oh, how much power in that? Oh, love it.
And many times I've heard people say it before, but then when I look back, I realize that I've seen it in my life. Sometimes things happen in multiple times it happens. And it's because you didn't learn the lesson. And it's like, okay, you got to learn this lesson and then you can move forward.
Okay, I'm just going to interrupt you with a really funny story. I heard this preacher one time, and he was on TV, and he was talking about the Israelites in the desert, and they were going around the mountain. You know, they were in the desert for 40 years.
40 years.
The thing that cracked me up is this little portly preacher would be like, he said, and they didn't learn their lesson one more time around the mountain. I'm sorry, that just popped into my head as you were saying that. One more time around the mountain. Didn't learn the lesson. Let's go around again.
Exactly. Yeah. So again, you know, they're lessons and we grow from challenges. Mm-hmm. So we have to find ways to overcome the challenges. So how you think of it differently. You know, I mean, again, in my own case, I can tell you, I went back to school to do my master's when I decided I was going to go to my next. I went back to do my master's in my early 50s. And I, you know, I had a global corporate job full time, and I was doing homework on the train on a 2-hour commute home because that's when I had to get in the online portal, you know, so it was a challenge, but I had to find a way to overcome it because if I didn't, I wouldn't have been able to graduate at the end of the journey. So
yeah,
it's finding ways to navigate. You know, if you can't go over the mountain, go around it.
Right. There, look at it from a different perspective and how can you make it work? How can you take this challenge and turn it into something that is the stepping stone? Exactly what you said. I love that. Okay. So now we've gathered those obstacles. Mm-hmm. We've made them into stepping stones. What do we do next?
So now you have to activate a plan. Because if you shift your mindset and you know where you want to go and you've figured out how to overcome challenges, if you don't do something about it, it won't come to fruition. So that's putting a plan in place, establishing your goals. And I talk about doing SMART goals, making sure that, you know, they're not so big that it demoralizes you.
Yes.
But they're still going to stretch you a little bit to achieve them. Or scare you a little bit, because if your goals aren't scaring you a little bit, then maybe they're not big enough.
Oh, this is brilliant. I just got chills again. This is good because putting those goals that are a little bit out of reach there, if I used to write down numbers for my sales goals, I would write down crazy numbers. I would write down normal numbers too. Like, okay, this was the sales we had this month last year. I'm going to move it up to this, you know, percentage, which is reasonable. Mm-hmm. That's a realistic goal. And then I would have a number that was, I called it a stretch goal. I literally would be almost nauseous when I would write that number down. It was so inconceivable to me as I was writing it down. However, almost always we reached that stretch goal because we had that energy behind it. And it turned into the most amazing thing to actually write down the bigger thing that you might want. And so Absolutely. I love that. And talk about goals. We have the plan, but we have to have the goal first. So talk a little bit about the goal that we need to, you know, create that goal for ourselves.
Yeah. So we need to create the goal. So it has to be specific. Mm-hmm. So like you were saying, you put down a certain number you wanted to hit, but you have to have a way to measure it because, you know, how will you know if you got there if you don't have a way to measure it? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, again, you want it to be achievable to some degree, but with some stretch, and there has to be some time limitation to get there. So it shouldn't be that, well, one day. It should be next year, next week, next month, whatever the timing is based on what you're trying to accomplish. And I listened to someone else who said not to set more than 7 goals for a year, you know, in terms of what you want to get done, because if you have too many goals as well, that could become demoralizing.
Right.
So, you know, set those goals and then work towards them. Check in periodically. Am I making progress to get to the goal?
I love that. So that's the A.
A. Mm-hmm.
And what do we do for R? What is the R stand for?
So it leads right into the R, which is reflect and refine. So part of the reflection is, Look at how far you've come. So again, if you had some goals where you were able to make some progress, then you should stop and celebrate. Because a lot of times we don't celebrate the mini successes. You know, we're waiting till we cross the whole bridge and we're not celebrating the fact that we made some steps across and we're halfway across the bridge already, but we're waiting till we get to the end of the bridge.
You're so talking my language. Celebrate the small wins. Celebrate
yes.
everything. I love that. I love
yes.
that. Yes.
So that's part of the reflect, but then the refine goes back to the measuring and are you making progress and is it the right goal? Because nothing in life is static. Life is dynamic. So you might find that after you've been on the journey a while that you might need to tweak the plan or the goal, or maybe you might even shift where it is you want for a destination. Maybe you dreamed too small and you want to ramp it up, for example. Mm-hmm. So that's where the refining comes in. That's where you're going to tweak those goals and those plans to see what enhancements you might need to make this the reality for your future.
I love that. I love the word you use, dynamic, because sometimes mm-hmm. we get like in a rut and we're like, okay, just have to go this way and it has to
right.
look like this. And when we get really rigid and stuck in that, mm-hmm. then we lose our joy. We lose our motivation. We lose even maybe the why we're doing it. So
yes,
being open
absolutely.
To, you know, that kind of thing is actually makes us more powerful. And
right.
what I love about your method is that mm-hmm. it works in 100% of situations. This will
yes.
work for if you want to train a dog. This will work if you mm-hmm. own a business owner. This will work if you want to have an exercise plan. This works everywhere, because I've not mm-hmm. heard anything that you said that's not universal in terms
absolutely.
Of how to think about it. And
mm-hmm.
so what a powerful tool for your business and your life. I love this.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, when I came up, you know, with the acronym, I didn't really think how universal it was, but now I'm realizing that it really is universal. And so, you know, I'm using it to work with leaders. I'm using it to work with executive coaches. I'm going to present, you know, you can use this as you coach leaders. I'm using it with individual clients. It applies in all scenarios of life. And there's a quote from Walt Disney that says, "Don't just fly, soar high." And I love that quote, because that's really what I want from people using this SOAR method, is for them to soar in life and fly high.
Oh, I love that. So many times we find ourselves in life and in our businesses with our feet stuck on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And we maybe are in that spot where we're just stuck. Maybe we lost our joy. Maybe we are overwhelmed. Maybe we're disheartened. Maybe we just don't know that next thing to do. And I think what a powerful gift this is, this book and this methodology, to actually give yourself a reset. And sometimes it takes pain for people to change. Like, I'm not going to go
yes.
to the doctor till I can't stand it anymore, till I'm not able to walk. That's
yes.
when I'll go to the doctor.
Yes.
So I encourage you to, even if you're not at that point yet, if you're just thinking, gosh, like Andrea did, is there's something more? Is there something more for me? I think this is a brilliant way to actually activate that. Get your brain working, get your inspiration going, read this book, and figure out how can you get to that next thing. What is it? Dream about it and figure out how you can go from muddy feet to soaring in your own life.
So thank you. You said that so beautifully.
Well, this has been amazing. And Andrea C. McLean, I just love saying her. Okay, we had a conversation before we started about her middle initial. There's another person with a similar name, so she uses her middle initial, which is why I keep calling her Andrea C. So I thought I'd let you in on that. I should probably should have said that at the beginning. You have an amazing gift for our listeners, and I'd love for you to talk about that.
Yes, I do. It's a SOAR 5-minute reflection journal guide. And so it walks you through the S, the O, the A, the R. So what mindset shift did you make? that day, for example? What challenge did you overcome? And where do you need to take some action potentially? And what do you need to reflect on today in terms of how your day went? So I'm paraphrasing because I don't have it in front of me, but it walks you through the letters. It actually gives you a space to write in your answers, and it takes no more than 5 minutes. Probably best to do it in the evening after you've gone through your day so that you can do that reflection.
So do you do this repeatedly over time?
Yes, you can do it every day.
I love that. So you can have this thing. It takes 5 minutes to just reflect on what happened in your day and get you dreaming and get everything moving towards what is that next thing that you want to have in your life. I believe in next level goals. I think that they keep us healthy. They keep us moving forward. They keep us from getting stuck. So I love this tool that you can use every single day that you can, and don't forget what Andrea said earlier, it doesn't have to be the same. This actually could be a powerful tool in creating what it is you really do want, because you might not know right now.
Right.
What is it that you really want, that you can take this tool and use it and actually every day dig into what it is that you want. When you open yourself up to these kinds of exercises, then it opens that creativity and that inspiration to come through, and you might get a really clear vision of what that next level goal will be for you. Oh, I love it. So what we're going to do, sorry, I got all excited about the gift. We are going to have Andrea C. McLean's gift in our show notes, and we will also have it in the portal, the profitconnectors.club. That is our club for you, our Profit Connectors. That's profitconnectors.club. We'll have Andrea's contact information, her bio, a link for her book, and a link for her free gift. We'll have all of that in the Profit Connectors Club. Do you have any last words for us, Andrea C?
My last words would be, decide to be your future self. Design that future that you want.
It's perfect. Thank you so much for being here, Andrea. Thank you for listening, everyone. And we will see you on the next Profit Connections podcast.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Hey, Profit Connectors. That's it for another Profit Connections podcast. Thank you for joining us. If you're ready to make moves and connections that take your business to the next level, want to get to know us and our speakers better, and get your gifts and resources, head over to the website profitconnectors.club. That's profitconnectors.club. And get your goodies right now.